All right, so here we are. This is it, guys. We're in the end game, pretty much. I don't know how long that's going to be, but I've only got 30 minutes with this one, so we're going to go ahead and try to do the best we can with it. Maybe even less than that. Don't worry, we'll be picking it up a little bit, because I think this is the second to the last week before we start doing our Eroge again. We'll bring that back. So, I mean, you know, it's a monthly thing. We change things up. We might be doing something completely different on in March. Not sure yet. Let's see here. So, what do we got left? Megan's Story? Can't do that. Season 2. And make sure we are recording. Yeah, we are. All right, Zoe. Ellie. It's Ellie time, guys. So, let's do it. We're going to the town map. Okay. Don't need to talk to her now. A short recap of what's going on with Ellie. Where's your prop gun?
The chemistry teacher took it.
I'm gonna get it back for you.
How about I just show you my boobs? Wow, I can't believe it. You got it back. Shit.
Now, keep in mind, her voice actress is no longer doing the role, so it's going to be a different girl in season 2. Just letting you guys know so you don't get all upset. She retired.
I suppose that's a good reaction.
People do that.
Let's play a game.
What game?
Chicken.
Huh?
I dare you to do something. If you chicken out, I win. If you do it, you get to ask me a dare, and so on.
Okay, I'm down.
I dare you to take off your pants and boxers.
No, you're not messing around. You take off your pants.
Oh my god, it's freaking huge and it isn't even all the way up.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
Huh? Sorry.
Okay, my turn. Over the next few minutes, you make sure everything plays out exactly as it did last time. Only this time, you won't end up blowing your load so fast.
Like this?
Yeah, that looks really hot, Ellie.
I can tell. His cock is so hard. I can almost see it throbbing from here. Okay, my turn. I dare you to stroke your dick as hard as you can. While I do this.
Leaning up against the stall, Ellie begins rubbing her pussy lips. Oh shit, I can't believe how horny this girl is. I don't even know her and she's playing with herself right in front of me.
What are you waiting for? I want to see you jerk it real hard. And do try not to come just yet.
Only in these games can a woman speak and moan at the same time, right? I ain't never known one that can do both at the same time. I mean, and I'm saying complete sentences. Like, she can say a complete sentence and moan at the same time.
Because there might be a reward waiting for you if you manage to hold out.
Really? Challenge accepted. As she began vigorously jerking off, Ellie slid her fingers into her pussy completely. Only just halfway? No?
That's
complete? Thank God I trained myself to last. There's no way I would have lasted this long if I hadn't.
Well, are you close?
No way. I can hold out forever if that's what it'll take to get that reward of yours.
We'll see about that.
Okay, now it's my turn. How about we make things a little more interesting?
How so?
Well, I dare you to unlock the bathroom door.
Unlock it? But what if someone walks in on us?
Dangerous, isn't it? Now, doesn't that turn you on just a little bit more?
What a naughty boy you are.
With a mischievous smile, Ellie walks over to the door and unlocks it.
Happy?
Delighted. I'm getting there.
Good, because you've just given me an idea.
And what's that?
Since you wanted the door unlocked, you're clearly not too bothered about being busted. So, I dare you to continue jerking off on the other side of this bathroom door for 30 seconds.
Oh my god! What? On the other side? You mean in the hallway?
Yep. What? You're not chicken, are ya?
I don't know. You'd certainly become chicken when the police take you and throw you in that pen along with all them other fellas. Oh! This is what you wanted to do. You wanted to jack off in the schoolhouse. Well, I'm going to show you how we get down in the big house. No, no, no. What? You're not chicken, are you? This chick's wild. I like it. You think that'll break me? There's one thing you need to know about me, Ellie. I have balls of steel. And the power to reset time, so consequences are completely non-existent.
So, you accept?
You're goddamn right I do.
Awesome. I'll be waiting right here until you finish.
I've got balls of steel. Classic, classic. While Ellie watches with an impressed look on her face, you... Boo!
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Let's not. Well, it's right out of the bathroom. Into the second hallway. With your underwear off. Luckily, there's no one around, so this shouldn't be too hard to do without being noticed. You start masturbating, counting down the seconds as you do. I only have a few seconds to go before I've done it. Heh, what a cakewalk. Oh, fuck, I just had to jinx myself, didn't I? Idiot! What's she doing? Is she crying?
Hey, what are you doing? Your 30 seconds are up.
Oh, right, I almost forgot. With Nicole still seemingly crying, you went back into the bathroom.
If I didn't know any better, I think you were, like, an exhibitionist. If I kept quiet, who knows how long you would have been out there.
Well, either way, I did what you asked. Now it's my turn.
Gee, that evil laugh is almost scaring me.
It ought to.
What do you have in mind?
I got one. I dare you to... Lick my ball! Give my balls a quick lick.
Ew, are you serious?
Lick my balls, bitch!
There's no way I'm doing that.
What's the big deal? I just masturbated for 30 seconds in the school hallway, for fuck's sake. What I'm asking you would only take a second or two.
Fine, but I hope you showered this morning.
Trust me, my boys are very clean. Who knows, you might even like it.
Real funny.
Getting down on her knees, Ellie slowly brings her face towards your genitals. Well, what you waiting for? We don't have all day. Look, I'm clean.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Oh, wow, your tongue feels amazing.
All right, I did it. Happy?
I mean, it could have been a little longer, but I won't complain.
You should be glad. If it were any longer, you might have come, and then the game would be over. Speaking of which, it's my turn again.
Oh, great. I wonder what idea you've come up with to humiliate me this time.
I think you'll like this one. Now, come with me.
Ellie walks toward the bathroom door. What? Where are you going?
Where does it look like?
You're going out there, but you're naked.
Naked? No, I'm not.
All the parts that matter, you are.
I suppose you're right.
You think? For a second, I thought you were actually gonna... As you're talking, Ellie quickly removes the rest of her clothes. What the hell? What are you doing?
It's fine. It would have only gotten in the way anyways.
Gotten in the way of what?
Follow me and find out.
Ooh, not bad at all. I like the little freckles there. Very realistic, you know. She got an ass. With a grin, Ellie walks out of the bathroom. That girl's out of her damn mind, maybe even more than me. And to think when I met her, she was just some weirdo geek. I don't know about that, buddy. It's the geeky ones that be the freakiest. Well, I think the weirdo part still stands. As you leave the bathroom, you see Ellie standing by the locker. Are you trying to get caught? What if someone sees you?
Then you better stop procrastinating and get over here.
You do realize we're standing in the middle of the school hallway, right?
See anyone around? Cause I don't.
That doesn't mean it'll stay that way.
Are you gonna keep complaining? Or do you want to accept my challenge?
Huh? What challenge?
The challenge to fuck my ass.
Oh, that's a challenge I'll accept. What? Why didn't you say so? Well, hell, I left my lube at home. Gonna have to go get me a ton of Vaseline. What?
I know you'd probably rather do it vaginally, but I'm still over...
No, I mean, I'm totally cool with doing it in yum. But...
Oh, really? Swell.
Yep, you know how these church girls are.
Then I'm ready when you are.
She's completely mad. Completely and utterly mad. But how can I refuse? Alright, Ellie, brace yourself, because I'm a-going in.
Go ahead.
Fuck, this chick's crazy. With Ellie pressed against the locker, her tight, perky ass sticking out at you.
Don't go easy on me.
Oh, you fit and get it. If you're sure, not like I can really stop myself anymore anyway. You slide your cock inside her going hard from the start. Going hard.
God.
It's not too much, is it?
No, it's just right.
Slowly pushing deeper into her tight little asshole. Do you like it?
Fuck, I love it.
Then let's see how you like this. She's pinned against the locker while you pound Ellie's ass as hard as you could. Good lord, look at that ass shape. Which may not have been the smartest thing to do as it causes her to make a great deal of noise. But in that moment, you couldn't care less. Or you could care less, rather.
Fuck yes! Fuck my tight little asshole!
Damn.
Fuck! Yes! Fuck me!
This one here gonna have a not safe for work banner on it. Yeah, I'm gonna. Sadly, your luck is shit as always.
Who's making all the damn noise out there?
Oh no.
Shit, it totally slipped my mind that the teacher was in there.
I gotta get out of here.
Huh? But wait, I was about to. Frantically, Ellie squirms away from you and bolts back to the bathroom. Faster than you've ever seen someone run. You, on the other hand, just stand there like a brain-dead idiot on the verge of ejaculating.
What the fuck? What are you doing naked in the middle of the hallway?
This is the school of lust theory, that's why. As you feel your load about to burst, you instinctively spin towards your teacher. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. What in the actual hell are you...
Oh no! With projectile force, your load goes shooting out of your still erect dick and towards Nicole's face!
You. This did not just happen!
Sorry?
Sorry? You ejaculated all over my face!
You know what? I can see you're pretty angry right now, so I think I'm just gonna split.
You aren't going anywhere, you little shit!
Why don't we talk about this more tomorrow? I'm kind of in a rush to be somewhere.
If you walk out that door, I swear I'll have you in detention for the rest of the year.
Then I'll gladly accept it.
You'll regret this. Trust me.
I doubt that. When Nicole's screaming behind you, you exit the school and head straight home. Once there, you race upstairs to your bedroom and put some pants on before anyone sees you. Well, that kind of sucked. I mean, I did get to fuck Ellie in the ass, which I definitely didn't expect. But everything that happened afterwards with Nicole kind of ruined the whole experience. Not to mention Ellie ditching me like I was kind of a dick move. But I suppose it's partly my fault. I shouldn't have forgotten about Nicole being in the classroom. But maybe I might be able to get rid of her long enough to at least come inside Ellie. How though? I've got it. Why don't I try using laxatives? Oh, no. I mean, I've seen that kind of thing in movies, so it might not be too crazy of an idea. Even better, we already have some of it at home. I also don't have any better ideas. That settles it, then. Tomorrow, right before I go to the bathroom to get things started with Ellie, I'll offer Nicole a cup of laxative-laced coffee while she's in the classroom. Hopefully, if I'm lucky enough, that'll keep her in the toilet for a while. Good Lord! What a fucking episode that was. We still have some time, so let's go ahead and go for the next part of it. Okay. Retracing the same exact steps you made last time, you reached the point where Ellie's about to run out in the hallway naked.
Well, you coming?
Yeah, but we have to deal with my teacher first.
Your teacher? What does she have to do with anything?
She's in the classroom right by the lockers, and when I mean, if she hears us fucking, we'll both be screwed.
Hey, how did you know I was gonna let you fuck me? It was supposed to be a surprise.
Educated guess?
Aw, I want to see the look on your face when I ask you to do it.
Well, if we don't get rid of my teacher, you'll be seeing the look on her face when she catches us instead.
Don't worry about it. I'll be quiet.
You can see my dick, right? You should know that's not going to be possible.
Aren't you cocky? And yeah, cocky has a double meaning here. So, what's your plan?
I won't go into details, but I have a way to keep her. You're indisposed for a while.
Good. You better get to it while I'm still horny.
Quickly putting your pants back on, you walk out of the bathroom and go straight to the classroom where Nicole is. Hey, miss, how's it going?
Oh, it's you. What are you doing here?
Nothing, really. I just saw you in here and thought I'd say hello.
I appreciate that, but I'm sure your time would be better spent doing something else. Like, I don't know. Studying?
I guess. You seem to be pretty busy, though. Are those papers you're grading?
Yes. And if you came in here hoping to sweet-talk me into giving you a better grade, you're wasting your time.
That never even crossed my mind.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, since you're so busy, how would you like me to go get you a cup of coffee or something? You know, to re-energize you a bit.
Thank you, but I can always get it myself if I need to.
True, but if I do it for you, you won't have to deal with Melanie.
Melanie? What makes you think I wouldn't want to deal with her?
I mean, it's kind of obvious she rubs you the wrong way.
Really? I had no idea it was that obvious.
Yeah, but I get it. I think she's pretty hyper, too. Nicole looks at you astonished as though you just read her mind.
Right? That's exactly what I think. Still, everyone else around here seems to love her. And I really don't understand why.
Maybe we'll find out in season 2.
Although, I probably shouldn't be telling you this stuff.
It's fine, really. It's not like I'm gonna tell her.
Thanks, I suppose. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind.
Coffee?
Only if it's not too much trouble.
Not at all. I'll be right back.
And I'll be right here waiting, I guess.
Wow, that was easier than I thought. Huh. I guess it came in handy to have previously learned how Nicole felt about Melanie. I better get that coffee quickly, too. I can't keep Ellie waiting too long. As fast as you can, you go to the coffee machine and soon you're at the classroom. Good. Now all I gotta do is put the laxative in it. I think one should do the trick. I don't want to mess her up too much. Tearing open a single pack, you pour the powder into the cup and thoroughly mix it in. Done. A few sips of this and she'll be running to the toilet pretty soon. You walk into the classroom. I'm back.
Great. Just set the cup down here.
You got it.
Thanks. That was very kind of you.
No, thank you.
Huh?
I mean, don't mention it. I'm sure you could use the pick-me-up.
That I do. Well, I better be getting back to it.
Of course. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, miss.
Bye.
With things going precisely as planned, you go back to the bathroom where Allie's still waiting.
So, how'd it go?
Perfect. We just need to hang out a little here a little and wait till she needs to go to the bathroom.
Wait, the bathroom?
Yeah, I sipped some laxatives into the coffee I gave her. Pretty great idea, right?
No. That actually sounds like a terrible idea.
What are you talking about? It'll get her out of our way for quite some time.
But we're in the bathroom.
Yep.
This is the last place we want her to come.
Oh, that's what you're worried about? No, no, it's all good. There's a private staff bathroom that teachers use.
And how far is that from here?
I'm not sure. But who cares?
Is it further away than this one?
Oh yeah, way further. Even better, right?
No, it's not, dummy. She'll be busting so bad to go to the toilet that she'll rush to whichever one's the closest.
Yep.
You seriously think that on the verge of shitting herself? She's gonna pick the bathroom that'll take the longest to get to?
Oh, man, logic. She's hitting you over the head with a logic bat. How does that feel? Knocking a nut on your head. Fuck, you're right. God, I'm stupid. How did I not consider that? Well, I suppose we can just wait in the stall until she comes in. At least she won't see us that way.
Yeah, what other choice do we have?
Going into one of the stalls, you and Ellie wait for Nicole's inevitable arrival. And after only a few short minutes, she bursts into the bathroom. She's here.
Shush. What the hell is going on with my stomach?
Stepping into the stall, she slams the door behind her. Okay, she's in. It should be safe for us to get out of here. Before I end up hearing something I can't unhear. Grabbing Ellie by her hand, you run out of the stall and leave the bathroom headed for the now empty classroom.
Holy crap! You sure didn't waste time getting out of there. Can hardly wait any longer to fuck me, huh? Holy crap!
Hold on.
You sure didn't waste time getting out of there.
Cause... Alright.
Can hardly wait any longer to fuck me, huh?
That, and the fact that I didn't want to hear my teacher shit her brains out, too.
That'd be pretty funny, actually.
That's because you're a weirdo.
Thanks. So, are we going to continue where we left off?
Definitely. I need something to take my mind off what I almost heard in there.
I think I can do just that. This spot will do just fine. Oh, one more thing. Wanna do me in the ass? I know you'd probably rather do it vaginally, but I'm still over...
No, I'd love to do you. I mean, damn, I was waiting for you to ask me about an hour ago. In the ass. It felt like heaven the last time, so I got nothing to complain about. She might be out of her mind, but I'll be damned if she's not sexy as fuck.
Well, what are you waiting for? We don't have all day.
Waking up behind Ellie. Walking up behind Ellie, you pull your pants down. Here it comes.
Go for it, tiger. Oh, shit.
It's not too big, is it?
No, it's just right.
There's no way you can hold yourself back and go slowly. As you pound Ellie's tight, peach-shaped butt, she wails with pleasure. Damn, her ass is so fucking tight. You like that, you little slut?
I love it. I love the feeling of your... big, hard cock inside me. But I want it even harder.
Harder?
Don't hold back.
You want it hard?
Fuck me with everything you got.
We're gonna go hard. Holy shit, who thought a geeky cosplay girl would be so dirty? Oh no, they the freakiest ones, I'ma tell you. More than enough for the challenge, you start fucking Ellie's tight little ass hard as you can.
Fucking
good. It doesn't hurt.
A little.
Want me to slow down?
Fuck no. Keep fucking me.
I don't know how much longer I keep this up.
Yes. Give me your little slut. Fuck. Yes. Harder.
Ellie, I'm close.
Don't you fucking dare. You're so close.
Shit, I can't hold it anymore. The dam's about to blow! Shit, I don't think I can! Unable to hold it any longer, You began filling Ellie's tight asshole with your hot, sticky cum.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was so damn close to coming.
You slowly pull your cock out. And as you do, cum slowly starts dripping out of her gaping asshole. I don't think I ever came this hard. Ellie turns around.
I didn't dare you to come.
Yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't last any longer. Yes, it's just too perfect.
I'll take that compliment, but still, you lost the game.
Yeah, I guess I did.
And that's really a shame, because I wanted to try more stuff out.
What? Really?
Yeah, but I guess now you won't find out what.
Oh, come on. Don't be so sure about that.
You better split now before the teacher comes back.
Yeah, you're right. Two of you tiptoe into the bathroom, grab your clothes from the stall, and go your separate ways. Exhausted from the adventure you just had, you go home and straight to bed. I'll never get used to this fucking car, no matter how many times the day resets. And it stops in 3, 2, 1. Much better. If only I could get a few minutes of sleep, but Jessica will barge in and you speak at the same time as
Why
Jessica.
Are you still in bed? What?
Ugh, let me sleep. And now she says,
you're going to be late for school again. Get up. What the hell? How did he know?
Jeez, okay, I'm getting up. And now the phone call from Zoe. I'm just going to ignore it.
Oh, and please clean up your room.
You interrupt and finish your sentence. It's a pigsty in here. Confused, Jessica turns back towards you.
How did you...
Know what you were going to say?
Yes.
Guess I'm clairvoyant.
You're what now?
You know, reading minds and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Jessica leaves your room. Cold shower time. Oh, Lord. You go into the hallway, and Megan will open the door right about now.
Hey.
Hi. All mine, sleepyhead.
Huh? That's what I was about to say.
Any hot water left?
Yep.
Liar.
Huh?
I know there's no hot water left, and I'll find it out on my skin in a minute. So why lie about it?
I'm not lying.
Yeah, whatever. You walk past her.
Someone got up on the wrong side of the bed tomorrow.
Wrong side of the bed tomorrow? Like every morning, you take a shower, brush your teeth, and head downstairs.
Morning, honey.
Morning.
You look like you're...
You cut her off. Because I am.
You're what?
You know, still half asleep.
Right. How did he...
I'll go eat some breakfast. You made my favorite. That might wake me up.
How did... Anyway, I off too.
What? What's wrong with her?
Anyway, I'm off to work. Bye.
Okay, see you
anyway,
later.
Anyway, I'm off to work. Bye.
You already said that.
What did I say already?
That you're off to work?
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Well, since I seem so predictable, I thought I'd be a bit random for a change.
Oh, no, I get it. Good one.
Anyway, I'm off to work. Bye.
Bye. Walk past her. And sit down at the table. Now, bacon. Used to be my favorite, now I can't even look at it. Fed up with having the same breakfast every day, you look up. Mother, what's she still doing there? Mother, what the hell? Hey, mother, what are you still doing there? Stand up and start walking towards her. What? Messing with me some more? Aha, real funny, you got me. What the hell's going on? She's not moving a muscle. Hey, mother. She's not moving an inch. It doesn't even look like she's breathing. Lifting up your head, you're about to grab her shoulder. Ooh. You jump back.
Got you again.
Phew, you got me this time. Damn, you should go acting not... She should go acting not Jessica. It really looked like she was frozen. Nice acting, mother. You really did get me good this time. I actually thought you were frozen. Silly me, right? Right? You can stop messing with me now. This is getting lame now. You'll be late for work, too. Hello? Fine, you can just stand there. I'm going to eat something. She'll look real dumb once I walk away and she keeps standing there. You sit back down at the table. Just so you know, you look really dumb just standing there all frozen. Now, whatever. Does she think I'm really that stupid that I'd fall for it again? Still not moving? Okay, no problem. Look, I can do the same. You stop moving, imitating your mother. Okay, you win. Did you hear me? I give up. You win. I won't fall for it again. Seriously, you'll be late for work. She's not moving. You walk towards her again and stand in front of her. Still not moving, huh? Usually I'd say it's too early in the morning to fuck up the whole day with my perverted mind and then deal with the fallout. But fuck it. I'll give her one more chance. Last chance to say or do something. I mean it. Okay, have it your way. One sudden motion, you grab your mother's boob. Expecting the worst, you quickly let go and brace for the worst. Nothing. Huh? I was expecting a reaction. Damn, you really are committed. Expecting some screaming or slap? Still not answering, huh? Okay, then I guess I'll grab your boob again. Fine, have it your way. I don't mind. Grab her boob again. Really? You're letting me do this? This is getting really fucking strange. Push her boob up and let go. What? Her boob stayed at the same place when it clearly should have moved back down. What the actual fuck is going on here? You grab her by the chin and turn her head to the left. You have to be fucking kidding me. Wait, does this mean... You rush back to the table, pick up the glass, and let go. What the actual fuck is going on? The fucking glass is levitating. It's fucking frozen. The time is fucking frozen. Oh shit, oh fuck, how did this happen now? What the fuck? Shit, shit, shit. Wait, are Jessica and Megan frozen too? You rush upstairs, go into Jessica's room first. You barge in. Jessica, nothing. Time really is fucking frozen. What about Megan? You exit Jessica's room and rush towards Megan's room. Megan! Oh, wow, I guess she was in the middle of getting dressed. Oh, fuck my perverted brain. The time is frozen. I'm thinking of Megan's boobs. How do I unfreeze it? Why and how did it freeze in the first place? Am I stuck now? You move closer to Megan. Megan, can you hear me? Oh, shit, shit, shit. Something must have broke. Did I break time? That's what I get for not trying to figure out why the day is repeating in the first place and instead try to fuck everything that walks and with limited success at that. I mean, it's hard to get someone to sleep with you in one day when usually it'd take weeks. Ugh, thinking about sex again. There's a far bigger problem now. How do I get the time to unfreeze?
What are you doing in my room?
Hey!
Grim!
Get your ass down here!
Huh, it unfroze! Shit, sorry, Megan.
Get out now! How did it even get in? I didn't see or hear him at all!
Yeah, I'm going. Sorry again.
Hello? I told you to get down here, right now!
Coming! You rush downstairs.
If you break a glass and spill juice all over the floor, don't you think you should clean it up?
Oh, right, I left the glass hanging in midair. Sorry, I'll clean it up now. But wait, shouldn't you remember the glass broke while I was upstairs? Question.
Yes?
What's the last thing you remember?
What do you mean?
Now let me rephrase it. What's the last sentence you said to me?
That's a weird question to ask.
Can you just answer, please?
I said something like, I'm going to work now and bye, I think.
You don't remember pranking me?
Huh? I don't have time for this right now. I'll be late for work.
But...
I'll be late. Clean up that mess. And bye.
She leaves the house. It's like she doesn't remember the last few moments before the time stopped. When time froze, I was downstairs in front of her. And when it unfroze, I was upstairs. So from her perspective, would it be like I was standing in front of her and then suddenly disappeared? But it wasn't like that. She...
Why are you just standing frozen in the middle of the room?
Huh?
Anyway, I'm off to school. Bye. He's acting weird. First he barges into my room, then he stands all confused in the middle of the living room. Early Alzheimer's.
Megan leaves the house. And you sit down at the table again. Oh, my brain's gonna melt if I keep thinking about this. It makes no sense, and it's probably just a one-time fluke. Why am I even so surprised by time stopping? The same day repeated for who knows how many times. But I should probably try figuring out what the hell is happening. Then again, I don't want it to stop, at least for now. The awesome, sexy stuff that happened never would have happened if the day was not repeating. I'll figure it out eventually. I have all the time in the world. Ha ha ha. You finish your breakfast and head to school. You arrive at the school grounds. You feel Ellie's gun pressed against the back
Hands
of your
up.
Head.
One sudden move and you're dead.
Oh, Ellie. And now she'll say bang in 3, 2, 1. Huh? Ellie, you need to say bang. You turn around. Ellie? She's standing in front of you, motionless. What, again? You gotta be kidding me. Why is this happening? Something's not right. Hello? Ellie, can you hear me? Nope, frozen again. Well, shit. Might as well have some fun, then. You remove Ellie's top, exposing her perky breasts. Haha, I wonder how she'll react when time unfreezes. But damn, her tits look nice. If I only knew what causes the time to stop and continue, I could do so much crazy shit, but for now, it's too risky. I never know when it's gonna continue, and I really don't want to get caught with my pants down. Literally. And am I taking this too lightly? What if the frickin' universe breaks while I'm taking bras off girls? Hopefully it won't. Also, taking off bras is fun. But then again, suddenly the time unpauses.
Bang!
Shit, I didn't expect it to unfreeze so soon.
Huh?
She runs towards the school, embarrassed and hiding her boobs. Haha, that went better than expected. Suddenly the time pauses again. The hell? You move closer to Ellie. This is so strange. Let's see what Megan and Zoe are up to. You enter the school. Oh, there's Megan and Zoe frozen. You move closer to them. I wonder if I can move them. Yep, I can move her hand easy. This gives me an idea. I just hope the time won't unpause at an awkward moment. A minute later. Perfect, now kiss. Aha, they won't know what hit them once it unpauses. I better move away and watch the reaction. You move further away and wait. Any second now. Oh, guess this is a longer one. It's such a shame that I don't know for how long the pause will last. Okay, I'll just wait a bit more. Around 20 minutes later. You fucking kidding me? How much longer? The last pause is like 2 minutes maybe. And this one's lasting forever. Forever? Fuck, what if I'm really stuck this time? Shit, what should I do? Am I having a panic attack? Okay, calm down, Grim. Everything's gonna be okay. It'll unpause any second now. 10 minutes later. Shit, it's not unpausing. What do I do? Think, Grim, think. Wait a second, the clock. The clock in my garage, the one I was working on for the woodworking assignment. If I remember correctly, I was working on it. And that day when I went to sleep, the day started resetting. Maybe the clock has something to do with all this. I'm so stupid, why didn't I think of that before? You rush back home and straight into the garage. Here it is. But what do I do with it? Maybe if I smash it with a hammer, all this will stop. Though do I want it to stop? Shit, what do I do? You grab the hammer. You hear someone coming down the stairs. What? Who is that? You rush into the hallway. Jessica!
Huh? What are you doing home? And what are you doing with that hammer?
Oh, nothing. The time unpaused.
What do you mean, nothing?
I needed the hammer for school, so I just rushed back home to get it.
Okay. Whatever. I'm gonna go watch TV.
Why did it unpause? You go back into the garage. Now, what should I do with the clock? If I smash it, everything will go back to normal, right? If I don't, the day will continue repeating. Do I smash it or not? You smash the clock with a hammer. There, now everything will go back to normal. Can't wait for the next day. I'll just go in my room, play some games, and go to bed early. And you do so, the next morning. What? I was sure if I break the clock, it'll be the next day. But it just reset like nothing happened. Looks like the clock has nothing to do with the day repeating. Shit. You need to fully complete Zoe and Nicole's storylines in order for this to become available. Nicole's storyline. Ellie's not coming back. Okay. Guess talking to her again after school again is a start. Alright. So what about... You decide not to smash the clock. I can smash whatever I want. I don't want to do it just yet. For the rest of the day, you stay in your room playing games. Later, you go to bed. Hold on. Let's smash it. Let's just see what happens. Okay. So I'm really kind of confused on this one. I'm not really sure where to go next. It says I have to go to Nicole's story now. Talking to her after school again is a start. But we're right towards the very end of the game. There's literally only Megan, Zoe, and Nicole left. So we're going to go right there. Oh shit, too far. Oh shit, I think I waited too long. That's the wrong way to do it. Alright, hold on. After Megan leaves the classroom, doing everything exactly the same so you wouldn't mess something up, you get to the point where you kissed her last time.
Thanks.
Good, things went the same. The only problem is, do I kiss her again or do I just try talking to her more?
To be honest, I can't tell you how much I appreciate actually having someone to talk to about this.
Realizing there's no more time, you... kiss her again. Like the time before, she doesn't move away immediately. But she soon does, as you expected, and pushes you away. After a brief moment of silence, you move back in front of her.
No. He kissed me.
What do I say? I was hoping it'd come to me once we kiss again.
This is not okay. You're a student. Even worse, my student. Why did he do this? And why did I almost...
She manages to pull herself together a little.
Look, how about we pretend this never happened, okay?
No.
What?
I don't want to. I did it because I meant to do it, and I'd do it again if I got the chance.
Are you listening to yourself? I'd be lying if I said you haven't changed my opinion of you today, but still. This is nowhere near okay.
Why? Just because our ages are a little apart?
It's not the age. It's the law. A teacher can't have a relationship with a student. I could lose my fucking job over this.
Not if anyone finds out.
No, enough of this. I offered to be nice and forget the whole thing, but you keep pestering.
You interject. Did you really hate it that much? I gotta at least find that out for next time. Seeing you look a little hurt, Nicole regrets being that harsh and calms herself.
It's not about whether I liked it or not. I'm your teacher.
Okay, then. Just one more question, we'll completely forget this whole thing happened. Her cheeks were still bright pink as she responds with a little sternness in her voice.
Promise you'll really stop pursuing this?
As much as I don't want to, I also don't want to make you uncomfortable. I swear I won't. This changes her lips into a faint smile.
Go ahead, then. Ask.
Was the kiss, was it, did you really hate it? Why did it feel so weird to ask something like this? She remains silent for a little, seemingly unsure on how to respond. Finally, she breaks the silence.
I told you, it doesn't matter if I liked it or hated it, but if you really have to know, remember we're forgetting this whole thing after I answer, all right?
Understood.
It wasn't that bad.
Really? You liked it?
Yeah.
With all that happened, this becomes too much for Nicole.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Picking up her paper, she scurries out of the classroom. As she leaves, you stay seated, going through the whole thing in your head. Well, now I'm sure I shouldn't have kissed her. Regardless of your failure, your mood is more than good. Although it's good to know she didn't hate it. So it was just too soon? Bit disappointed, but with a lesson learned, you leave the classroom. So it hasn't changed any. Alright. All right.
Thanks.
Do I kiss her again or try talking to her more?
I can't tell you how much I appreciate actually having someone to talk to about this.
Realizing there's no more time, you don't kiss her. Stop yourself just staring at her for a moment.
You okay?
Oh, sorry, never mind.
You're acting weird. What is it?
Well, if it's not too weird, you can always send me a text or something when you need someone to, you know, talk to.
Was this all just a way of getting my number?
Of course, I've been into you for... Realizing what you were about to say, you stop. Naturally, too late. She's frozen for a second, shocked.
You were what?
Nothing. And now it gets awkward.
You do realize you stopped yourself way too far into that sentence to deny it, right?
Can you just forget it?
No.
Surprisingly, she actually gets closer to you.
Look, you're a nice kid and all, but...
I told you more than once now, I'm not a kid. A little surprised by your sudden seriousness, she continues.
Sorry, you're right. You've been more than nice to me when I needed it, and I'm really grateful. But you do know that a student and a teacher can't be in a relationship, right? It's even against the law.
I know already. Why do you think I never said anything about it before?
Before?
To be honest, I can't get you out of my head for the last month, maybe longer. Not technically true, but not completely a lie. Her face blushing immediately, she tries her best to keep a straight face.
I... The thing is...
Can I just say something first? Startled again, she just quiets down. I want you to know that whatever I feel about you, I'll keep to myself. You don't have to worry about me coming on to you or something. I'd be lying if I said admitting it to you wasn't a huge rock off my chest, but... Honestly, I would have never expected a woman as interesting and beautiful as you to even respond, let alone feel the same about me, chuckle. So I just... Somehow what you said caused this. Her lips pressed against yours and her hand pulling you by the collar. It lasts for a few seconds, although to you it lasts hours. Finally, she lets go and moves back a little. Holy...
Shut up.
Her gaze is averted. Is it because of embarrassment or something else? You don't know. Where did that come from?
I said shut up. Don't think about it. Even better, just forget it.
Picking her stuff up, she gets up and starts leaving the classroom. But before she leaves, she stops once more and without turning back.
Thanks for everything.
And she leaves, not giving you a chance to respond. How the hell did this happen? I didn't expect a few compliments would get me this far. Utterly shocked by what happened, it takes you a few seconds to grab hold of yourself. Wait, I shouldn't let her go. In almost a sprint, you rush out to the classroom looking for Nicole. Unlucky for you, she's nowhere to be found. Fuck, she probably hurried home. I'm not letting her go next time if it's the last thing I do. She's still a little pissed at yourself. You head home. Oh! Season 2! Okay. Zoe lied to me about the big secret. I'll need to talk to her again after class in the girls' locker room. So that's it. There's literally two more stories left. I don't think we're going to get through them all in time. And plus it's raining. Since it's starting to pour down rain, guys, and it's going to be hard to fucking hear, I'm going to go ahead and end it right here and we'll finish the last two bits. And tie up all the loose ends and move on to season 2. I'm actually going to install it tonight. I might as well because I have room. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lustery. Stay tuned.